Welcome to the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo. Talk radio on the go, where we talk about anything and everything with a new topic every week. From the awesome candy you ate as a kid and sibling rivalry to public restrooms, coffee versus tea, and who reads on the toilet. You get it all here at the Jabbercast podcast. Talk radio on the go. Listen when you want and where you want. Copyright 2006, Big JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately. Hello and welcome to the Jabbercast, show 14 and a half for the week of December 24th. It's Christmas Eve day, and I'm Big JD, flying solo here this morning. Wonderful Sunday morning. And the reason I am flying solo this morning is because we actually don't have a show today. We plan on having this show sometime around the middle end of the week. Probably on Thursday, the show will be available on Hockey Moms. Unfortunately, we need to apologize that we had technical difficulties during the taping of the Hockey Moms show on location at an arena, and therefore that show could not be broadcast today. So I'm actually just here to let you know that we are going to retape the show around Wednesday, I believe, and the show should be up on Thursday. As I mentioned, we again apologize to any of the hockey moms and dads and grandmothers and players who we had the chance to interview during the taping of the original Hockey Mom show. I'm going to take a call.
We have Terry on the line, who is quite a fan of hockey.
Yep.
What about the rules changes to pro hockey?
I don't like any of the
rules. He doesn't like them.
Changes.
No, why not?
Why? Because what they're doing is they're ruining the game. It used to be a fast-paced, hard-hitting hockey, and now with some of the changes, just the one rule, the hooking rule. You just touch the guy with the stick, you get a hooking call.
Oh yeah,
that's stupid. It slows down the game, more penalties. Well, the owners of the team want more goals means more people in the seat. Which, sorry, a lot of people are turning away from hockey because of that. That's just one rule.
Doesn't seem to me it would have the excitement that it
No, it doesn't, because you got a lot of stoppage and play. Yeah, you got a lot of stoppage and play. You get the penalties, and then it just slows down, and then you got stupid 5-on-4 hockey, which is no good.
Plus, quite honestly, I would watch a lot of the playoff games just for the action and the fights and so forth. But.
Well, that's exactly it. A lot of people do that now. They just want to watch the playoff games because that's when the teams turn it up a notch, and the refs actually let them go. Well, I don't know if you heard, they've got a new one in the works. Last week they've been discussing this about making the nets bigger so they can score more goals.
No, they really want to make some changes.
Yeah, well, that's dumb because then all the records, Gretzky's record, Keon, Mahovlic, all those other guys, now the new guys are going to break these records and it's not going to be fair. It's not on the same thing.
No, that doesn't sound like it would be as fair as it should be.
You know, well, look, they took out the red line.
Uh-huh.
And to open up the game even more for fast-paced hockey, but then they slowed down with penalties.
And we have found that in some of the interviews that we did do last week, unfortunately, we had technical difficulties and couldn't use the audio, so we're going to redo the show Wednesday, and we should be out on Thursday sometime. We found that some of these rules and so forth have trickled down to minor league hockey.
Yeah, well, the thing is they have to do that because you can't have it just in the pro like the NHL, because then the guys in junior A and all that, they're not used to these rules. They come from the NHL and it's a whole different hockey game.
Right.
So this learn how to play all over.
This stemmed from pro hockey.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. Well, actually, it stems from Colin Campbell.
Oh.
And him and Gary Bettman just think that they can do whatever they want.
Mm-hmm.
Like. In the past, they did it where you can't touch the goalie. Well, that rule is still totally crazy because he's the most protected player on the ice. He has the most equipment. So you can't touch him, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yet he can come out and play the puck, and he can't get hit. So technically, he can skate all the way down to the other end of the ice. Nobody can touch him.
Yeah.
Doesn't make sense.
Another quick question before we go here. What do you think about girls in hockey?
You know what? If they can play, which a lot of them can, why not?
Well, that's
and
good.
It never once says it's a man's sport. Hockey is hockey. If you play and you take it, then by all means you should be there. That goes for any sport.
Yeah.
I don't care. Any sport. It's not a, I don't feel any sport is just a man's sport.
Right. It's a sport. Period.
Exactly. It's a sport. If you can play the game and you're good at it, why not compete on the same level?
I was just curious what you thought about that because during taping of the last show, I had found that there are actually a lot of girls playing junior hockey.
And they're good. Well, look at the world. Look at Canada's female hockey. They take gold.
Yeah.
You know, they're just as good.
Well, that's cool. I appreciate you taking the time to talk to us this morning, and I know you have breakfast awaiting you.
Yep. Getting
so,
cold as we speak.
I'll let you go, and I appreciate the call.
Not a problem. Yeah, great day.
Okay,
have great
talk to you later. Thank you, too.
Bye.
Bye.
Yeah, the good old Jabber Quote, brought to us, of course, by Stephen Larry. This week's Jabber Quote comes from Steve Rushen, as we all know, is a sports writer who's written many a column for Sports Illustrated. Hockey belongs to the Cartoon Network, where a person can be pancaked by an Acme anvil, then expanded accordion style back to full stature without any lasting side effect. Now, there's a cool little hockey quote for you. Basically falls into exactly what we're talking about here with a lot of these rules being changed so that players don't get hurt and for other various reasons. Just kind of a funny little hockey quote by Steve Rushen. Hockey belongs to the Cartoon Network, where a person can be pancaked by an Acme anvil, then expanded accordion style back to full stature without any lasting side effect. Well, that would be a perfect world. And thank everybody for your time. Again, the hockey moms, the dads we talked to, even the hockey players, and a hockey grandmother will be bringing you the actual Hockey Mom show this coming week. It should be up on Thursday, so you want to check back for that. And by all means, anybody checking out the site for the first time, thejabbercast.com, feel free to listen to some of our previous shows and then check back with us on Thursday. I guess that's for all the hockey moms that might be here for the first time. It's thejabbercast.com. And from the contact page, you can leave an audio message. Maybe you won't be at the arena. Maybe you'd like to leave a comment on what you think about pro hockey, junior hockey, the changes in hockey, etc. And you can record that right from the contact page. We have a little audio recorder set up right there, so it makes it very easy for everybody to get in touch with us. And as well, you could, of course, email us at hearmeout@thejabbercast.com. And as well, we're normally available live Sunday mornings at 10:30 through America Online Instant Messaging, that's AIM, iChat for your Mac users, and as well through Skype and MSN Messenger. So you have many options there to get a hold of us, the easiest one being recording audio right from the contact page of the website, thejabbercast.com. And until the show comes out on Thursday, have yourself a great holiday. It's Christmas Day tomorrow. And although we'll have our regularly scheduled show next Sunday morning on bullying, part one, I believe, tune in this Thursday evening for the Hockey Mom Show with Big J, D, and Lippo on the Jabbercast. Yes, it's the Jabbercast Podcast. Talk radio on the go. You can visit us on the web at thejabbercast.com. You can email Big JD at thejabbercast.com or Lippo at thejabbercast.com. As well, you can get involved with the shows by sending text emails and audio emails to hearmeout@thejabbercast.com. Copyright 2006, Big JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback heard. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately.